7 past 8 on a Thursday morning. Lovely to have your company. 0416 90 50 52 to send us a text. Blake Shin, one of the top jockeys here in this country, is going to join us very, very shortly. But we need to get an EPL update because there's a host of games in action this morning out.
Yeah, and there's plenty happening too. Manchester United went 1-0 up at home to Chelsea, but the Blues have equalised. So that's not even half time yet. We've had 6 minutes of injury time. So 1-1 there in that crunch clash. The other big one of the morning is Aston Villa hosting Manchester City, and that is nil all at halftime. Liverpool currently leading away at Sheffield United 1-0. So they're the big ones. And just quickly in the cricket, the second one day between the Windies and England. Mm. And how about this? England, West Indies rally after slipping for 4 for 23. Mm. So England currently none for 27 in their chase of the West Indies score of 202 all out.
All right, we'll follow that through the morning and we'll get another EPL update as well before the show is out at 8.30. And keep those thoughts coming through in regards to the Rosehill Gardens story, which was a fascinating chat that we had with Peter McGaugh and the chairman of the ATC around half an hour ago. Make sure you go back and have a listen if you haven't done so. But maybe hold off until after. We've had a chat to Blake Shin, who joins us on RSN Summer Breakfast now, who's had a little bit of time on the sidelines over the last couple of weeks, and he's got a little bit longer left to wait before he gets back in the saddle. But he joins us. Morning, Blake. How are you?
Good, Matty. I'm well, thanks.
How have you spent your little time away from the saddle?
Just chilling, mate. It's a good opportunity just to unwind after the spring carnival and... Just relax and reflect and build up again to get back into the summer carnival in Magic Millions. It's
did you get away at all? Did I see that you might have gone to the Ready to Run sales over there in New Zealand?
I did, yeah. I went over there for a few days. That was a good time. A few days over there and just been to Sydney for a few days, back in Melbourne now and... just about, like I said, about to build back up and with the fitness and whatnot, start back riding on the 20th of December. So we'll just work on that until then.
We're looking forward to seeing you back in the saddle, but I'm very keen to get your thoughts on a topic which has got a lot of people talking this morning, and that was off the back of the reports there yesterday that Rose Racing will finish up at Rosehill Gardens, one of our most iconic racetracks, host of the Golden Slipper, a race which you've won before. What was your reaction yesterday when you heard the news that they're going to be stopping racing at Rosehill?
It was an interesting thought that I had, but I have so much confidence in Sydney Racing, Peter Valandis, and obviously the boards. I know that they would have a plan in place with all the money that the funds that they're going to have. That's obviously not revealed yet, but whatever decision that they've made, I believe that it's for the benefit of Sydney Racing going forward, and the money will be well spent. So, look, we've got to look at the positives, and I'm sure that something's great. It's going to be really good for racing going forward.
Mm. The ramifications and the impact are obviously far greater than just one race. But as the Owl and I were talking about not long ago, it's kind of hard to imagine a Golden Slipper not being run at Rosehill. When you think of it like that, is it a little bit of a strange thought?
Possibly. Yeah, it's probably, if we think like the Melbourne Cup not being run at Flemington, it is a bit of a strange thought. History is a big part of our industry. And we talk about training tracks and whatnot with all the trainers and training at Rosehill, and I'm sure Peter Valandis will have something in place for the trainers at Rosehill. Like Chris Waller, obviously got a lot of horses. He's arguably Australia's biggest trainer. Walt is Australia's biggest trainer. So now he'll have a contingency plan in place. I'm probably not one to give it a big opinion of it, but I just believe that I've got enough confidence in Peter Valandis and the board to make the right call, because we've seen what he's done in Sydney Racing with the Everest and a lot of other big races. He's he's done great things for the sport going forward.
Just in terms of you personally, mate, over the next couple of months, how long are you going to be basing yourself in Queensland for an extended period?
I will, yes. I'll ride in... my first date will be back at Flemington on the 20th of December. Then I will pretty much base myself in Queensland from... my first meeting will be the 23rd of December. I'll base myself from up there from the 23rd till the Magic Millions race day on the 14th of January. I will ride in Melbourne on the New Year's Day, which is obviously the 1st of January, but that'll be the only time that I'll be race riding in Melbourne. I may make a fleeting visit back for jump outs if need be, but it's, you know, this is a great time of year to be in Brisbane. It's such an important time of year with the sales and whatnot, and it's now a great little carnival up there with huge prize money on offer. So, yeah, I want to be involved.
Yeah, it is obviously a carnival that's continuing to go from strength to strength and grows year on year. And there's been the redevelopment of the Gold Coast track, which we'll certainly be learning more about in the near future as well. There's been some positive reports come out of that. So in terms of, I guess, the carnival itself, how excited are you to get up there and base yourself for that month of, you know, really quality racing up in the Sunshine State?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Look, it breaks up your year. Like it's Queensland. I've done it before. Spent some time up there prior to me going to Hong Kong 3 or 4 years ago. And yeah, we call it the Sunshine State for a reason. It's a beautiful place to be. And this time of year is in December, January, it's brilliant, especially with great racing and prize money on offer. So I'm very excited. You know, trainers have been very supportive to me in the past, and I've won the Magic Millions before. So, yeah, looking forward to it. I didn't go there last year because I was focused on establishing myself back in Melbourne. So looking forward to do a bit of travelling this upcoming season. And, this is the first time we're going to be jet-setting about. It's
going to
be good.
Yeah, just on that point, so do you feel like your priorities, I guess, have changed a little bit, having had such a dominant season here in Victoria now? Do you feel like you've got the ability now to go, right, I don't have to sit here in Melbourne and ride week in, week out. I can go and do things like this a little bit more, whether that's base yourself in Sydney for a longer stint in the early part of next year and potentially maybe even in Queensland in the latter part of the year as well. Do you see yourself maybe flying around a little bit more than what you did last season?
Yeah, for sure, Matt. I was conscious of when I come back last August 2022 that I had to give the trainers in Melbourne a bit of continuity and stay here, and that was, you know, sacrificing not chasing the big dollars and a few big rides to just get established and give the trainers confidence that I was having Melbourne as my main base and was going to be here for the long term. And, I built some really great connections, and I'm very lucky that, and I'm proud of the fact that they've stuck by me, and I feel that they're going to be long term supporters of mine. So, and they're carnival trainers as well. So if I decide to go to Sydney or Queensland, in an autumn or a winter, that they're going to support me. But without building that foundation, I feel that might not have been the case. So, I'm in a strong position now to be able to do that. And I'm not saying that I will do it, but, you know, if I choose to, well, hopefully that they will support me.
I'm sure you'll get plenty of support wherever you go, Blake. That's for sure after the last 12 months that you've had, particularly here in Victoria. In terms of some of the horses that you're going to be riding in Queensland, is it too early to be able to nail down a couple that you've locked in, or are there a few that you've certainly had the commitment given to you that you'll be steering when you get up to Queensland?
It's a bit early. Like, I feel we've got a few rides locked in on the 23rd of December. A few people have showed interest towards the Magic Millions race day, but probably because we're still almost a month out from the race day, horses are having their lead-up runs. It's just a little bit early to commit. But, you know, we've got options, and we're just... me and my agent, Liam Pryor, are just waiting to see how things unfold. But, you know, if everything goes well, we should have a reasonable book on the day.
Blake, looking forward to seeing you back in the saddle when you do return, and certainly following you throughout your time there in Queensland as part of the Queensland Summer Carnival, which RSN will be heavily involved in as well. We'll be up there in January for the Magic Millions. Mate, all the best. We look forward to seeing you back out there soon.
Great, thanks, Matt. Good to chat.
There's Bye. Blake Shin joining us there, one of our top jockeys right here in Australia, but certainly in Victoria after his premiership winning season in 2023. It